Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Planning Committee meeting of Melbourne Parish Council, held on the 10th of June. We'll kick off with item PL1-2627, which is to receive nominations and elect a chair of the Planning Committee. Can I have any nominations, please? Councillor Clark.
Can I nominate Councillor Kilmurray, because he's done an outstanding job for the last few years?
I am happy to stand again, but I'm equally unhappy to step down.
I would like to second that nomination, please.
Are you ganged up on? Any other nominations? I guess we'd better vote on it to make it official. Those in favour? It's unanimous. Thank you. Item PL2-2627, to receive nominations and elect a vice chair. Councillor Hart.
I believe, is Councillor Wilson happy to be nominated as vice chair?
I believe he is.
And are we able to do that in his absence?
Absolutely. Much like better in his absence, there's no argument.
Oh, second, yeah.
Seconded by Councillor Clark. Any other nominations? Those in favour? He's duly elected. Item PL3-2627, to receive votes for absence.
Apologies received from Councillors Campbell and Wilson, both with accept to the reasons given.
We have someone to propose acceptance of those apologies. Councillor Alexander, Councillor Hart seconding. Those in favour? That's unanimous, thank you. PL5-2627, to approve the minutes of the Planning Committee held on the 6th of May.
Sorry, Chair. We've missed declarations of interest and dispensations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, PL4-2627, to receive any declaration of interest and dispensations. Councillor Hart, do you have something to say?
Yes, I do, thank you. I've asked the clerk for I've declared an interest, a non-pecuniary interest on item PL012-2627, the agenda further down the item. And I think I've been granted that dispensation to
indeed,
be part of the discussion, but not to vote.
Won't be any voting anyway.
Excellent. Good.
No to correspondence. Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay. So now we will move to PL5-2627 to approve the minutes of the Planning Committee meeting held on the 6th of May. Did you receive any comments or corrections?
I had no comments or corrections.
Is there anything matters arising from it?
No. I thought we were on off.
Splendid. Can I have someone to propose that they are a true and accurate record? Councillor Clark proposing, seconding Councillor Alexander. Those in favour? That's unanimous. Right, we now come to PL7-2627, which is public participation. I believe most of you are here for the Rose Lane, so if you can just hold your peace on that, unless there is anything else of planning that anyone wishes to raise. No? Then we will move on. At this point, I will vary the order of the agenda and we will move on to PL12-2627. Which is to note correspondence from Wicks Developments regarding a planning proposal on Rose Lane. Now, at this point, we have no plans, no planning permission to look at or make a decision on. I'm happy to host a general discussion, some point in which it comes up, we've got some idea of what residents are interested in saying. So at this point, I will suspend standing orders and ask if who wants to go first?
Well, we've seen the proposal. I don't know if the committee's seen the proposal.
Yes, this one.
Yeah,
that's all that we have seen.
Have you got the map?
The
map?
The whole.
Yeah. If I can start. So I'm Andrew Michaels, this is Natalie Michaels. We're from 2 Cross Lane. To get our bearings, we're here.
Yep.
So at the moment, we don't have anything in front of us, and it's been like that since we've been here 19 years. This house will look directly into our garden. This is actually an elevated position for us, so it looks into our garden, down into our house, into our living areas. So we're obviously concerned about privacy and amenity from that perspective. sure that there are other people around here who are going to have similar concerns with privacy and amenity as well.
Just raise 2 points. Privacy is a valid planning matter, so that's a valid objection. Loss of view is not. You can't raise that as an objection.
Okay, but primarily for us at the moment it is privacy and amenity.
That's fine.
That's a quality of life thing, isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does anyone else want to chime in whilst we're on the privacy issue?
Yeah, sure. I'm aware of number 5, which is that's my garage, actually, which is where I spend most of my time. Unfortunately, that would be totally overlooked. Making it difficult for me. I've got all sorts of stuff going on in there most of the time. The gardens were immediately over our garden as well. It's too close to the I just think they're just trying to squeeze the 3 houses on there just because they can. But for a road, if it was a main road where they can get trucks and whatever down there with all their equipment, then it would work. But it's not. It's a tiny narrowest lane, one of the narrowest lanes in Road Lane. In Melbourne, one of the most historic lanes in Melbourne. And I feel that this estate development just will not fit within that surrounding.
So we know that this is a one vehicle wide road with no pedestrian walkway. Mm-hmm. So from my perspective, that has to be a health and safety issue. Yes, it's relatively low volume now. That volume must increase. And then for the duration of the construction, we expect that to be worse. There's a potential, we believe, that for the period of construction that they might get ingress via Chapman's Close, but obviously we've got somebody from Chapman's Close here. There's that would be for them to raise as a concern, but even that would impact Cross Lane, which is one vehicle wide, no pedestrians, so the whole access to the site, I think, is problematical from a traffic volume, health and safety. So from the pedestrian's point of view, it is an increased risk.
On the point of privacy, I do know a gentleman who recently moved to number, is it number 9?
Paul.
He can't be here. He's worried about the privacy from the houses into his bedroom windows of his teenage girls.
So is that here?
No, this one.
That side. Oh,
yeah,
right, okay.
Yeah. Particularly from the one behind you. What about that one? But then he's got that on his side as well, which is like very, very tight. Very, very tight.
So the point about cramming things in, these gardens look disproportionately small.
They are narrow, very narrow, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole that artist's impression is completely wrong. Mm. I mean, the only artist's impression, my driveway, they've grown some trees on it. It doesn't exist. My house doesn't exist. And at the back there, there's a house that doesn't exist. I don't know how many got that
out. Well, it's an artist's impression. It's not
a plan. No, of course not, but it's just of interest in how they managed to do that. Just to make it a bit more acceptable, perhaps. I don't
know. Okay.
Part of the lane is also a conservation area, because Bruce Hicks, who lives in that cottage, at the bottom there, that's part of the conservation area. Mm-hmm. He has a very narrow parking space. He has to reverse in there.
And also, there's also in the conservation, if you're in the conservation area and you're on the fringes, which this would be on the fringe of the conservation area, if it upsets the, if you like, the view or whatever from the conservation area, then that can be an issue as well.
Planning officer fairly hot on that.
Yes, the outlook from conservation area into surrounding area. Okay. Because that would change that for him, certainly. Would change it for all of us.
So generally, a view is not a planning consideration. There are some changes when it comes to conservation areas and churches.
Yes.
The curtilage of a church is an amazingly well protected thing. Mm-hmm.
I think until you live in Rose Lane, you don't appreciate quite how bad it is with traffic. It's used as a cut through.
Mm-hmm. Well, at certain times of the day.
Certain times of the day. Just white van deliveries are incredible. This is going to be 6 vehicles. Got to be.
Minimum.
Yeah. And most people in the lane have to reverse out because they cannot drive out. It's just not wide enough to drive out. You have to reverse up. So you've got 6 vehicles up there. I mean, they say that they look as if they're widening the access, but they won't be able to drive out because the lane isn't wide enough without going out the banks.
They did say in their comments along with the document that they wouldn't have it that wide. It would be a narrow entrance to fit in with everything else.
Right.
Can I ask
why it's on the agenda tonight if you haven't got the plans?
Because we've received correspondence. So the correspondence has to be received by committee.
Okay. If we don't actually know exactly what's going on, how can we even comment to the fullest? Not just us, just ourselves as well.
Well, yeah, we can't make any sort of decision or
comments.
I'm just allowing people to talk. Yeah. We have some idea of what we go back to the point at which we get the plans through.
I don't want to stop the public participation, but I have got some things I'd like to say, but obviously I don't want the public to finish what they're saying.
I appreciate the opportunity to raise awareness. Mm-hmm. I mean, I appreciate we haven't got the final plans, but I think at least everyone is aware, a lot of people are aware, that something might be happening. So we've all got the opportunity to start chiming in.
Can I just, for clarity, just ask to clarify the role of this, your committee, in the planning application process? What are you able to do, what you're not able to do versus...
We have no planning powers.
Okay.
We are a consultee.
So they're required to consult?
They are required to consult us, and we do look at every planning, every development within the village and make comment. Usually they take our comments on board, but not always.
Okay, that's helpful, thank you.
They do like to treat the parishes with some, as grown-ups, shall we say. We know our patch far better than they do. Councillor Hart.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I mean, I think this is interesting for me, bearing in mind the application that came in from Station Road, where we also received, as a parish council, correspondence from the developer, mm-hmm. who also attended a parish council meeting ahead of putting in the planning application. So I think, you know, good on them for giving you information. In my opinion, this is a bit sort of speculative, and I would hope that Stephen Wicks takes the feedback that I'm hoping you've all given, because I think that's what you were invited to do, to email with feedback.
Yeah.
So I think it's a bit of a toe in the water, maybe, to see what could a person potentially get away with. I'm mindful that, let's say, the one on Station Road, there was an agent actually came and spoke with us. We don't have anybody from Stephen or Wicks Developments here tonight, and I don't think they've asked.
They purely
emailed the parish council, and that's why it's on our agenda, because we always have to deal with correspondence, whatever it comes to a full council meeting or not. Thank you, Brent, for mentioning Bruce Hewitt, who lives in the listed cottage, which will be sort of opposite, potentially, an entrance. Bruce couldn't be here tonight, but he did email me to say he has emailed the developer to say he's concerned because of the age of his cottage and what it's built out of. Mm. How can they guarantee that whatever they're going to do is not going to damage, you know, the infrastructure of that? He's not had a reply. And I just wondered if I can ask, have you had a response?
I've had a reply. I just asked, are the plans available?
All right.
That was as soon as I got that bent up.
Yeah.
I had met him last November. He was there with a someone from the platform Hampshire.
Right,
so he's taken on board someone there already.
Yeah, so
he assured me it wouldn't be a row of terrace houses.
No, but it could be a row. So that my understanding from South Hampshire Council, and like we all know, we get the notifications every Monday if there's been a planning application. There is no planning application as of yet. In terms of Rose Lane, my declared interest is, you know, if whenever there will be a planning application that is successful here, but in the conditions, we need to have something to do with where are the vehicles going to park whilst construction goes underway. My interest is the fact we've already got an Airbnb in Rose Lane where lots of builders regularly stay, and outside my house they get up very early and they sit in their vans for ages having a conversation. So now we deliberately park our cars on the high street so they can't park under our windows. We will probably do that during construction of this. So you know, in terms of the actual site, the management of the site, I go back to Station Road and I looked at that and I was trying to get an idea of the size of that plot compared with the size of this plot. Well, my understanding is they originally asked for three houses on the Station Road development, but it now looks as though it's, from what I can see in the...
I think that was the original.
And it's now down to two. You know, and I think most of us perhaps thought on Rose Lane this is an area could be one beautiful house with lots of grounds and maybe two. So good on them for consulting us or giving us the information. I'm just really encouraged, as a parish council, we can't do anything to it. Well, we could feedback to the information because we were asked for comment, are we, from the correspondence we got, or is it just notifying us? But to go back to what you said earlier on, Chair, in terms of us being a consultee, should you have any comments or queries? Yes. So we could, at this stage, feedback some comments and queries and concerns. And although we don't hold any power as a planning committee, certainly South Hampshire District Council, the local knowledge is what they need. And so it's really good that all of you have responded with that local knowledge, and we can do that as a parish council.
Sally, can I just say, I've always thought that two would be feasible, three is too much.
I think, apologies for being late, and forgive me if I repeat anything that anybody's already said, but I'm just on the support Elliot Sarby, who's a resident of Chalmers Close. I totally appreciate, obviously, that this is an artist's impression. There's no formal plan application for these comments on, so I totally accept that. I think it would be encouraging if the developer was willing to meet with the affected residents or potentially in advance of putting the planning application in, so they can present it to them, so then you're fully, that people can make informed decisions. I just wanted to perhaps raise some questions that you may want to think of when you get the planning application for CAP. Looking at the title boundary of the property that they purchased, it doesn't go far enough, so it abuts the adopted highway, which is Rose Lane. So I'd question about the visibility displays to allow cars to enter in and out of the development. Having looked at the existing access roads already, the hedgerow is quite forward, so I would raise some concerns about to deliver what they've put there on the artist impressions, that we'd have to remove the existing hedgerow to then set it back. Obviously we know that the Environment Act you've got to deliver biodiversity net gain. I know there's some changes coming to that, but it is three developments. So, and I'm aware that there are a number of trees cut down on the site prior to this, so it's making sure that if they are doing a biodiversity net gain calculation, that they're doing it on what was there before and not willfully destroyed habitat. One thing that is looking at the nature of Rose Lane, as some already pointed out, there are no footpaths or cycleways, and I think it needs to be scrutinised that. I think it's in the policy HQ1 in the local plan, providing safe access to public buildings in the village
from the developments. Now, I haven't had time to look at the threshold of that, but if three tips over the threshold, you'd question how they're going to provide safe access for wheelchair users or others in from that development to the other areas, because there's no way of them being able to widen or put footpaths in down Rose Lane, and it would also make, if they had to do that, it would make it unviable. So it's a question of, is three too many, is two acceptable? Totally accept that this is a previously developed site, and you know there's a need for housing, and you know housing should be supported in the right location, the right density, in the right area. The other question is obviously they've suggested a crossover junction with drop curbs, but if that's in the highway, then they would have to get agreement for the county council's highways authority to do. I imagine do it to what's called a section 278 application as well to be able to do that. And whether there's enough room in the existing roadway for them to put in the curb, putting one up there, because the verge it is quite thin, so they're going to have to
take a road verge. The artist's impression that they put a note on within the letter saying it won't be splayed like that, it won't have white lines, it'll be just a narrow entrance.
Yeah, I mean, there is provision, and I've read in the notes, there's provision for them to do a crossover, and they are allowed, but if this is slightly contradictory, saying it'll be a narrow junction, but it's going to allow cars to pass, so I think they need some clarification on that. I think that's in some of the correspondence.
Yeah, it says it in the...
So there's a little bit of, I think there's a bit of clarity. If I can, slightly not direct to use the parish council, but to the residents here, I would try and engage as much as you can with the developer rather than slamming it back for them, because it's better you get as much information from them as possible to make an informed decision, and then you can, if you need mitigation anyway, it's much easier to discuss it with them, because if you put the application in, you're going to have a limited time to do that. So embrace them, don't push them away, is what I would say, what I've said to them. But you can't do anything to the other planning application. But
we can't express any sort of opinion.
Yeah, but if I can...
I mean, obviously...
If you can encourage them to engage with the with the affected people, that would be... If you can use your ability to do that. I think that's probably everything I've got to do. That's all right.
Councillor Alexander.
But we can come directly back to Lakes, can't we?
We can. We can raise all the issues that have been raised tonight.
Yes.
Is that it? Okay, well, thank you very much for coming tonight and talking to us. We shall see you again when the plans are put in, no doubt.
Thank you.
If you would like to join the parish council,
I don't think you'd want me.
Oh, I don't know.
You'd be surprised. Come on.
We have a spare seat.
I'll nominate you.
No,
thanks
very much.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for your
invitation. I appreciate the offer.
Okay, so now we'll come back to agenda order PL 8/26/27 to look at decision notices. A is for the lawfulness of the installation of EPVC windows at number 37 the Moor, and that statement was granted. Item B is to change use of part of the former poultry farm from agriculture to the keeping and training of a small number of security dogs. This is at Bridgefoot Farm. We objected on several grounds and the application was refused. Highways was most upset that they're still using the entrance. Item C is replacement of the existing front porch at 5 Chapman's Close. We supported that comment and the application was approved. Item D is a variation of conditions at 75 High Street. For materials and approved drawings on a first floor rear extension. We supported that and it was permitted. Item E is the first of several trees. This is in 33 High Street. Lots of them fell to the ground, fruit trees, and Wilson cypress to reduce overcrowding. We did not object, and neither did the district. Item F is tree reduction for fungal decay present. This is a 12 pies of orchard. We said no comment, and the tree application was permitted. Item G, four two conifers that were dead were removed at 31 High Street. We didn't object, neither did the district. Item H was a submission of details required for condition for the environmental management plan at 12 Rose Lane, and it was decided it was discharged in full. Item I is a sycamore tree to be cleaned up at 17 Greenbanks. We had no objection and permission was granted. And finally, item J, a bird cherry was trimmed back, was chopped out. And some two sycamores were reduced. This is a 4 New Road, Melbourne. We didn't object to that, and permission was granted. Item PL9-26-27, just information only that there is a tree application in for crown reduction at 8 Millbrook Street. Which brings us to PL10-26-27, planning application. Item A is the erection of two custom-built, 2.5-storey, 3-bedroom dwellings to a side garden at 42 Metcalfe Way. Councillor Hart, you may go first.
Yeah, 2.5-storey, side garden. I've been just looking at the highways. Feedback earlier. It's just sounds like totally overdevelopment to me. But also there were lots of concerns from highways about it, so they've said no. When I read that, I mean, there's just feeling worried about, you know, 1.5-storey things on Rose Lane and a 2.5-storey, two of them on a side garden in Metcalfe Way. I don't think there's any. I thought I was seeing things. I mean, goodness me. And I think the highways are picking up about how the vehicles would have to be parked in a non-traditional way. And and I feel sad actually that Councillor Wilson's not here, because he's really good on that neck of the woods, in my opinion. But yeah, I don't know what other people are thinking, but it feels like it's totally unrealistic.
It's housekeeping.
Highways issues.
Yes, well, highways have commented on that. Yeah.
Impact on the neighbours as well.
Okay.
And sorry, Chair, through you, I'm surprised I couldn't see anything there with any neighbours. It said neighbours had been consulted, but I couldn't.
Sorry, I'm trying to bring it back up on my
timed out.
Then
you can't get back in again.
I refreshed it and it said, no, you've got to log in.
Yeah, it's got to log in again. Yeah. But thank you, Clark, for having it up on the screen there. I couldn't see any. Actually, it doesn't seem to suggest. A map of notified neighbours is there.
Any comments?
It doesn't seem to be. It's unavailable for viewing at this time. What's happened? It might be because I'm coming in through.
29.
You're trying to get in
through. No,
only consultee comments. And what is the final date on it?
11th of June.
Well, that's tomorrow.
Blimey.
to notify nobody. I'm hoping, I haven't seen a sign, I mean, I haven't been around Redcock Way, so I haven't seen signs up, but I'm hoping that neighbours have been contacted.
This is tedious. Security's kicked in, so I'm using a proxy.
I mean, highways seem dead set against it. Do you mind just scrolling up again? Sorry, Alex. And they're talking about the third party fence. So that's why I'm surprised that there haven't been any comments from neighbours, but I can't see the neighbours. I can't get that up on mine.
If you go back to the documents,
there should be a map of notified neighbours.
Yeah.
Is it mine just getting document unavailable when I click on that? Are you getting that? It's back in the documents, and then as you scroll down, it'll be map of notified neighbours. Yeah.
I've got two.
Ah, so yeah, it looks as though they have been, but there's been no.
Showing the map.
Yeah.
But they actually notified.
It says they have been there.
How do they get notified?
They get a letter. You receive a letter. You're supposed to get a physical letter through the door.
I find it incredible that
nobody's
commented in that case.
Which makes me wonder, is there signage up locally as well on the lamppost? Because that's still... No, it sounds a bit outdated, but it means you get sick. Maybe on my way home tonight I'll drive round and we'll look. But
I have noticed some notice goes up on the lamppost, but it's about 100 yards away from the actual.
It just looks far too. Not too much.
It's shoehorned in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the fact that they're going to be 2.5 storey.
What is it?
Oh, it's probably in the dresses.
It's 28th of May. We only have a couple of weeks. No, 3 weeks to come out.
What highways have pointed out.
Councillor Clark.
Assuming it's not in keeping with the surrounding area, will we be responding tomorrow? I think we should.
It depends what we decide and vote on.
Parking, size?
Yes.
Out of keeping?
The elevation, which is proposed elevation.
Oh my god. Blended nicely. Can't wait.
No.
Wow.
Can you look at Google Maps?
I tried it, I still couldn't work, but it says Redcock Way sits in 0.56 hectares as a large underused parcel of super superfluous private amenity to the west of the host dwelling, with the application site having an area of 0.031 hectares. And it's surrounded with two-storey dwellings of mainly similar design size at all. This is a two and a half storey dwellings.
Yeah, I think the half just means
it's got a, yeah, into the,
it's up to the ridge line. Yeah. They've got a flat roof, yeah, to make
the roofs in the, yeah, rooms in the loft as such.
Yeah.
But there's still, it's just, it's three beds there.
Oh my God.
So which is number 42?
Is it that pop? 59. Yeah. That was 54 on the other side. No, Carp is not the one that runs around,
is
it?
Heels. 39. So it has to be
inside. Yeah, 42. Okay. So that's John Impey Way. So they're the small bungalows, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Is that John Impey Way? It's going to be towering, isn't it? Is that one down there with the green?
I'm trying to work out which way
we're
going.
Yeah.
It's there, isn't it?
It's up there.
Is it that one there, the other side?
No, direction. No, because it's opposite. It's opposite of Lay-by, isn't it?
That's my problem when I'm trying to navigate that. It doesn't help.
It doesn't help when you're being watched.
No, it doesn't help when you've got, I've got no sense of direction, so.
Oh, it's still not happening yet, is it?
Mm. It's coming back.
Okay. It can be so tall.
Oh.
What's that?
So they're going in close to the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're going to lose parking for the original house.
Well, they're showing two parking spaces for the original house.
But that's
shift right across in front of it.
And that's sideways. It's, for me, it's overdevelopment.
Oh, there we go. So out of keeping.
The other side.
It's the other side, isn't it?
Yeah. It's there. So where the red car is there, and then the garage to the side, yeah, of it, that's where they're going to put the house, or the two houses.
Houses.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be attached.
Yeah. Semi-detached.
So in that gap there.
In that gap there.
Okay, so it's three stories by two rooms on each floor.
Mm.
And one, so they've got one bedroom en suite in the attic. They've got two bedrooms and a common bathroom on the first floor, and living room and kitchen. Toilet down on the ground floor, but it's very narrow.
It's not really a
living room is 3 meters by 3 meters.
Mm.
Yeah, you've got three beds and a living room that's 3 metres by 3 metres.
My bathroom is bigger than that.
10 years,
10
or
10
bodies.
I think this is overdevelopment.
Absolutely.
I don't think the properties are livable in. Looking to, they might be quite happy living there, but you look to the future and perhaps not. I'm not sure what the size of the garden space is, but I think that's probably too small. Yeah. There are requirements laid out by South Cambridge Planning, Greater Cambridge Planning. I think that this would fail, isn't it?
That test.
I think it would fail that test, but there's no dimension shown, so I don't know. So the resolution is to object to this on the grounds that it is out of keeping with the rest of the street scene. We think it is overdevelopment. We think the buildings are too small to comfortably fit a family.
Mm-hmm.
The garden, it looks to us that the garden is too small as well. And
access?
Street access is... Well, I don't know. I mean, if they put a drop curb in all the way across that parking bay area, then where the curb comes in, if they drop that all the way across, then you've got free access.
That looks like a turning space, doesn't
it? Yeah. Well, as long as they're not parking in there, then that's fine.
Mm.
It just
doesn't feel right at all,
does it?
And the fact that highways
picked up. Can't you also in our response mirror the concerns of highways?
Highways.
Just add that into our...
We fully support highway objections. Councillor Clark seconding. Wow, that hand went faster. That's unanimous. Unanimous objection, that's not often.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to item B is a proposal to demolish the existing garage and storage shed and build a single-storey site. Rear extension at 31A Orchard Road.
And a roof extension, is that?
A single story. Rear extension.
And then the next sentence says roof extension
including raising of the ridge height. Application of external render. Why? Is that a single story property already?
Proposing a loft extension.
Hmm.
Putting rooms in the loft.
Garage and store shed, isn't it?
Putting a roof in the loft. Putting a room in the loft. Bedroom and bathroom, okay, yeah. Where's that? 31A Hampton Road. It's down the other end.
So, Chair, so I can't see anything on here from highways because I always feel a bit concerned when a garage is being removed.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of how will that affect parking, and depending where the, if there's a drive or if it's, so normally there's, but I couldn't see anything from highways on here, bearing in mind the, again, it's the 11th of June was the end date. I'm trying to think where this is. This is 31A Orchard Road.
So,
and since I hear an A as well, it also means that a house has
already been,
been put in.
31A. Location. Look at the location plan. It's right at
the still showing proposed parking space for two in a garage.
But is the garage being demolished?
Yes. Essentially moving the garage sideways and making it bigger, but to make a two-car parking bay in the proposed ground floor park.
So this is just on the corner of...
Oh, double bank.
This is on the corner of Mortlock Street and Orchard Road, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's got the zigzags outside for the school, is that where it is? On that side of the school, 31A? Yeah, as you come around the corner off Mortlock Street, if you're going to go to the dentist, it's the one next door to, it's the old schoolhouse.
Old schoolhouse.
It's the one next door to the school.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to get rid of the garage, so.
Well, essentially they're moving the garage sideways and extending it.
Making it a tandem garage, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whereas before there was a detached garage and a storage shed. Taking both of those out and making one big garage with a way into the house. The roof height probably won't move by very much.
It's currently open now.
Oh, thank you. We've been with your property. Oh, okay.
There you go.
Where's that? Okay.
It's got blue.
Is it the old blue building over the road in the school?
It's got a blue garage door. Yeah.
So that's 31A.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's filling in that space, effectively, and raising the roof height.
I don't think there's any issue at all.
No.
Looking at the plans, the ridge height is changing by a foot or so.
Yeah. And it's got a two-storey house next to it anyway.
Yeah. They're all different heights
all around. It's a right hodgepodge. No, I don't think there's any problem with this at all.
It's not very attractive, very common. It's been rude, but...
Might improve it.
Okay. So...
Sorry, can I just ask, Chair, is it the blue house over the road from the opposite the school?
No, it's just a bungalow. It's just a bungalow with a blue garage.
Yeah, but it's opposite the school, isn't it?
Yeah.
A bit further down.
I think I've got declared interest.
Okay.
Sorry, I just realised it's he's an electrician that I know, and he's done work for the council. And he's done work for me where I used to live and where I live now, so I think it is. Can I just have a look at the picture? Would you mind? Sorry, I didn't realise that was the same one. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think I've got a clear interest. I think that's the right house I'm thinking about, but I think I'd rather be safe than sorry and declare an interest, because I think he's someone who's done work for me privately. So he's just recently moved into the area from Royston. If it's the house, I think it is. I don't socialise with him, but I know him through having done work for me.
So the proposal is for no comment.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have someone to propose that, please? Councillor Hart. Seconded, Councillor Bones. Those in favour?
Sorry for not declaring the chair, but I didn't realise.
Sorry, you don't necessarily realise what you're looking at. We'll give you memory aids later.
That's fine, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Item C is in the same area. This is the erection of a permanent modular classroom building with associated fencing. Includes removal of the existing adventure playground, which has been roped off for at least a year. Safe. This is at the primary school. They're putting in SEND facilities. I remember that adventure playground going in when Elizabeth was still in the school.
Did we fuss it?
So it was only in use for about 6 years.
So,
it's
quite
criminal.
I think, Chair, as well, sadly, there were complaints from neighbours not liking hearing children having fun.
They shouldn't have moved next to a school.
They may have been there before the adventure playground went in, but yeah, I agree with you. It doesn't seem that long ago that was there.
They do have a smaller unit next to it that the PTFA pay for.
Yeah.
However, that's beside the point. I don't see any problem with this. It's needed. So I support no comment.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Councillor Clark proposing, Councillor Barnes seconding, those in favour. Unanimous, thank you. Which brings us to item D, which is a single storey rear extension. This is at 18 Mills Lane. Well, this is a prior. We know what that means.
We know what that means. We have no powers whatsoever.
No power at all. We can make comments and then we'll be around the ignore if the boxes are the red boxes have been ticked.
I wouldn't have been living in it.
It's a very strange planning power. Mm-hmm. There you go. I don't see any big issue with this anyway.
Again. Sorry, Chetri, Norbit's Lane is one of those lanes that's had a lot of development. We've got Southport Ranch at one end of it.
Oh, we know who lives there.
It's had a lot, and it's not, compared to the two and a half storey things in Medcalf Way. This is
a single residential.
Yeah.
Okay, support, no comment. Someone to propose, Councillor Hart. Councillor Barnes seconding again. Need to move your hand faster to propose.
Fastest draw.
Those in favour? You'll never get to move on to be a millionaire. Millionaire at last meeting.
Always bridesmaid.
And final planning application is E. This is removal of the existing building and erection of three dwellings with private gardens at Station Road.
Oh, it's the Cambridge Building Society.
Yes, of course it is.
That's what
they, as promised, they've sent it back.
Yes.
With the correct documents.
Yes. Yeah, and although, sorry, Chair, just I think even there, even I was a bit confused because Highways have said on this latest one that the comments they made on the previous one still apply, but I couldn't see the comments Highways had made before. I was trying to look at that. Highways say, Local Highway Authority, 14th of May. I've now found it. But then what they're saying in their latest comments is those original comments still apply. So what they were saying before was, were they concerned? They've got lots of conditions, so...
They've always got lots of conditions.
Yeah, well, an issue of safety. But yeah, so they're still saying... So that's what Highways are still saying. So what I couldn't see, I didn't know if Highways were objecting, but they've just put all those conditions on. They're saying that those conditions still apply to the amended, or the fact that they've sent all the right papers in now. Yeah, it's there. Yeah, 28th of May, Local Highway Authority are saying that those conditions that are put in still apply. And now I know what those conditions are. the proposed amendment does not change the Local Highways Authority's original comments on the 14th of May. So I was feeling... And I may maybe because I missed a planning meeting, because when Cambridge Building Society first came to speak with us, I thought they were talking about
flats
keeping the footprint as it was, but splitting up into being a duplex and a couple of one bedroom thing, but that's not what the planning application is for now, is that correct?
It's three
dwellings.
Well, it's just these dwellings,
isn't it? Yeah. Knock it down and put three up.
Yeah, so actually.
Well, they're always going to knock it down.
Yeah. Right, okay, but they were going to have to construct the facade or to make this keep straight streets in the same, or to keep it looking in keeping, wasn't it? Because it's part of, again, the conservation area, is that not right?
And it's curtilage of
the church.
Oh, it's because it's curtilage of the church.
Okay. I think they said they were just going to build something that was in keeping.
It's not going to be identical.
Right, okay.
Or something that's in keeping.
Okay.
The same kind of render on the front and that kind of shape. Where's the new plan?
Councillor Clark.
There was potential parking as well because they were likely to use the parking bay outside, which has got limited parking, which could cause a problem.
It does say with car parking.
Yeah,
they've got car parking. But cars, owners typically don't do it, they'll just leave them in the parking bays in front.
Yeah. Well, it's subject to parking bay, it's hard to argue.
Well, it's a 30-minute parking bay.
Yeah, they are short-term parking bays, but I think that could cause a problem.
But then I said there's parking on site, aren't there? Yeah. Yeah.
There is parking on site.
Trying to put the design and access.
I think it's hard to predict people basically breaking the law, though, isn't it? Raise an objection that you're worried that they're going to break the law.
But I mean, those parking bays were essentially for
shoppers.
Well, I suppose there's the hairdressers. There's still a hairdresser's there, I don't know.
Down the cafe, yeah.
That's what they're proposing now.
I mean, in some ways it's going to be better than what's there now, which
is
a kind of tumble down.
But it's essentially a derelict from what the Cambridge were saying to us.
Yeah. And to have that spruced up will be quite nice, especially seeing as the garage is still looking a bit crunchable.
Yeah, he got turned over, like the previous people, he got turned over a few times. He's given up. We could do with another garage in the village because Melbourne garage is. It's difficult to get your car in there now.
Yeah, it's good
trade. It's good trade for him, but yeah. That's the one I use. It's a 2-minute walk. Drop the car off, walk home.
Exactly. The one in the high street.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Have you tried the one on somewhere?
I think we seem to be going off the point here. I mean, it'd be nice, in my opinion, if they'd chair through you for that area to be renovated, you know, it's sitting there empty. There'll no longer be an empty toilet roll on the windowsill as you walk past.
Going off the point.
it's just sitting there empty, it's doing nothing. So
yeah, that's true.
And if they do, from what Cambridge Building Society said in terms of their, how they offer the dwellings to people that stay with them and that gets them on the. I'm assuming that's still the case, that is what it would be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of happy to believe in that that's the case because they've got examples of them doing that in other locations. Yeah. So, Councillor Alexander.
I'm still confused. They're talking about three dwellings. And looking at the plans, I can still only see two dwellings.
Is there one on the first floor? Is there like a flat somewhere? Is that what we're
missing?
No, I don't think they've actually changed the title of the application from when they'd originally put it in.
So are they doing two or are they doing three?
We look at the proposed elevations. So we look at the superseded documents.
Chair, so if you look at the design and access statement, it shows three front doors. So it looks as though it could be that original thing with a ground floor flat and a top floor, and then a duplex. That's what it looks like to be all on the front. So at the back, that whole area at the back looks like it would be cleared for car parking. That's what I'm assuming there. That's what it looks like from the front. Go ahead.
But when you look at the floor plan, that's not echoed on the floor plan.
Mm-hmm. existing.
Mm-hmm. Location.
Proposed
floor plan. Proposed floor plan.
So you've got a door there and a door there. Just two doors in. Not three.
Is that not one there?
Yeah, there's only two. There's an access way to the bins.
If you look at the first floor plan, there's three upstairs.
There's only two.
But is that this top floor as well, though? Then there's up here. I don't know.
Well, but those are the bedrooms, because downstairs all we've got are the sitting room, dining room, kitchen, sitting room. There's only sort of two sets of stairs.
Okay, so there's not one at the back then?
No.
Yes.
That's definitely two, isn't it?
Sorry?
That's definitely two.
It definitely only looks like two to me.
Yeah.
If you look at the first floor plan, there's three.
But you've only got two staircases.
Three staircases. It's still a mess.
Where's the three staircases?
No, not there. On the plan that says first floor plan, proposed.
And if you look at the ground floor plan, coming off the street, there are only two front doors.
Okay. 22nd of April drawings, proposed ground floor plan shows three properties.
So, which date is this?
So this is the 22nd of April, but it's a superseded document.
No, sorry, I missed that comment.
Last time round, nothing. They haven't changed anything. It's a superseded, but there isn't a replacement. Isn't it?
Mm. Very confusing.
Yes.
Hmm. What date is this going to be?
11th of June.
11th of June again.
Yeah. Why is everything 11th of June?
Because we would have had, last Wednesday, we had our grants meeting, didn't we? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that would have really been outstanding.
No, planning is on the second Wednesday.
It's tight to the end of that schedule, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you look at first floor and roof.
Look at which one, so
April,
yeah.
Drawings, first floor room plan. That shows three first floor drawings. Now looking at the ground floor.
But that's not the same as the plans.
No, it's not.
Not even close to being the same, is it?
No, it's nothing like it.
No.
But is that because they're superseded documents?
And if you, also on the 22nd, if you scroll a bit further down, you can see the proposed ground floor, which is three.
Right, yeah. So the superseded documents
they
do
have
fit.
Been superseded. They don't exist. That's not the ones you should be looking at.
That's not the ones we should be looking at, okay.
No, if they've been superseded,
true, yeah, okay.
They're
all okay, so we need to, which ones are the ones?
One that says drawings.
This is drawings.
Just now, this is drawings.
Drawings on the 22nd.
22nd of April, drawings. There's, if you scroll down a bit further, I think, first floor, proposed ground floor.
Floor plan, okay, got you. On the 20th, proposed, that's the one. That's the one that shows the three, then.
That shows three.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Keep going. And I free parking place in the back. Which is probably sufficient for one car families and actually small properties. Councillor Clark.
Why are they interested in showing the parking bays at the front then?
It's just because they're there.
Says existing.
Existing public parking.
Oh, okay. Public. Okay, sorry, couldn't read it. Sorry, Chair.
It looks to me as though, yeah, it is what they said they were going to do. It's still got their commitment to it being what they said it was going to be in terms of people who can purchase them. I think it's great.
Fantastic. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Councillor Barnes proposing, support, no comments. Councillor Alexander seconding, those in favour.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got there.
Yeah. That's the end of the planning. PL 11-26-27 is to consider forming an official comment on the notice of intention, new local plan and scoping document from North Hearts Council. Does anyone wish to do this? I'm taking my chairman's hat off. North
Arts,
I can't influence it.
I second that.
We thank them though for
consultation.
We shall consider forming an official comment and we shall decline. Yeah. Okay. Since we can't vote to do nothing, then there's no vote.
Yeah. Excellent.
PL 12-26-27 has already been completed.
So are we going to put some sort of a response in at this stage to the relevant people on the basis that we have severe concerns of the things that were actually raised ourselves, so to sort of start the ball rolling, as it were? Because I think the sooner you start to engage, the better with these sort of things. I think there's a number of issues that we have, like it's overcrowding for the area.
I think we've got to be careful as to how we phrase it, because we cannot make a decision prior to getting the planning documents.
We have concerns over three as opposed to two, initially.
We can't do, say, predetermination, but I think what we can do is reflect the fact that how many residents were here this evening, and these are the concerns that they raised.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We can't phrase it as these are comments from the parish council necessarily.
We feel happy to reflect the concerns raised, but I was just trying to count up how many were here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, that's sort of small.
That's a large contingent.
Yeah, and Bruce Hewitt sent apologies. He's not actually in the contingent. So I think that's a lot.
10
and the other, like, the guy who lives at the lawns, lawn cottage, fed back through Brenda as well. So there were
comments from 11 residents that are local to neighbouring residents.
Reaching the pitchforks.
No, and I think we can say, from Cross Lane, Chapman's Close and Rose Lane, so it isn't just the people on Rose Lane, it's the people,
So we would like you, please, on
West High Street.
And High Street.
Councillor Clark.
One thing that we could say, as a parish council, on the basis that this is a one-way street,
single track.
So as it is a single track road, have health and safety concerns about construction vehicles using and parking on that road, because it will make accessibility almost impossible. So that is a concern that we can genuinely have now. Forget how many houses they stick up there.
They would have to have a condition on site parking only.
Yeah.
And that's something that can be raised when the application comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There's plenty of space on the site for parking vehicles. so the, can we ask Alex then to write to them expressing concerns or reflecting concerns raised by 11 members of the public from a variety of roads around the area, around the development, proposed development.
We could say they're immediate neighbours, couldn't we?
Immediate, yeah, immediate neighbours.
Concerns about privacy, lack of space between the new development and their existing properties. Certainly, number 5 Rose Lane, they're practically camped in his shed.
Overlooking.
They're overlooking for sure, but the building's probably, you know, it's about that far away.
And it's conservation,
yeah. Yeah, I think they say that in the letter.
Conservation area?
It is conservation.
Oh, no, it is conservation.
Yeah, just bearing in mind it's a conservation area. I mean, again, should whatever happens there, the lane is already needs resurfacing, so that could be a condition. What with that, number 12, you know, that's
just... I'll see you at Rose Lane and raise you back lane.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, to reflect all of those concerns with the roads, the amount of traffic that's on there already.
Over development.
Single track.
Too many houses.
Might be too much development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's other things when the planning application comes in, we can discuss biodiversity issues that were raised. There's no point getting upset about trees having been chopped down at the moment. We can do that when the planning application comes in. Yes.
And thank you for letting us know.
Yes, indeed. It's generated some interest.
Yeah.
Never a bad thing.
No, absolutely.
Do you want to vote on that?
Do we need to?
Okay, Appeal 132627 to consider a request from First of All Scout Group to begin groundworks for a new park. This is in advance of the lease agreement being settled between the two parties. The lawyers have it at the moment. They're working on lawyer time. I tend to agree with the scouts on this, that there is very little danger of damage to either party. Because we're going to go ahead with this, we've agreed that.
Apparently they were panicking that they needed to get access, and it was opened up early for them, and they were given keys, and a week later nothing's happened. It was all supposed to have started last week, nothing's happened at all, so they haven't even broken ground. I don't know what the panic was for that.
Because they had someone available to start now, presumably got a better job offer. That is the way it comes. But yeah, I'm not quite happy. So we will need to vote on this. We should write back to the scouts and say yes, go ahead.
Go for it.
I believe. Or do we need to go full council for this one?
The legal documents will go full council.
Yeah, the permission for them to start. It's council land rather than planning committee land.
It should go before full council because we're asking to do something. We're stepping ahead of the legal documents, so we need to get council to
carry the risk, even though it's
already probably in theory could have started last week. So it's a retrospective approval.
So
it'd be a retrospective approval.
Yeah,
full council.
We as planning committee say that this is okay and we recommend it to full council for your other stamp. We should write to the council and say yes, and the full council will reflect. Are you happy with that, Mr.
Yeah,
Councillor?
It's a retrospective approval of full council.
Okay, so can I have a proposal for that, please?
I suppose I should, shouldn't I?
Councillor Clark. Councillor Clark.
Second all of them.
Well, do you want to go first?
Councillor Alexander seconding. Those in favour, that's unanimous. Thank you. We can drop a note to Gareth and say yes. Or phone him up or whatever. Appeal 14.26.27 to consider forming an official comment for the Cambridge Water Drought Plan. Public consultation. The deadline is the 30th of July.
Haven't even looked at it.
Look at the maintenance.
I mean,
the maintenance.
I would suggest that maintenance might be the better committee for this, because they get all the water reports from Cambridge Water. Fold that off. We'll bring it back. We'll send it back next week. That's when it's going to the maintenance.
I'll tell Abby in the morning.
You could tell the deputy chair of maintenance tonight.
What about?
Which brings us finally to Appeal 15.26.27. The date of the next meeting is Wednesday the 8th of July at 7:30 p.m. here. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Chair, that's going to be your